The psychology of escape, and this was made clear to every single person, is use verbal aggression so that you do not have to use physical aggression. However, if physical aggression was needed either to save, to protect a volunteer or to save the escape, then that should be used.
Kill somebody if you have to.
Well, that's not what we said, but that's...
That's what you meant.
Well, in the scheme of things, if you want to put this in context, 38 prisoners involved in a mass escape. There actually could have been 126 prisoners, but the only people who were going out because of the danger in the escape was anyone who was doing more than 4 years or more than 4 years left in their sentence. That's why it was 38 people. And the determination was to get out, yes. And remember...
Kill people if you have to.
But remember, this was part of a struggle, part of a war, part of a conflict.
I'll read from the book. Kelly put one hand in through the bars and pulled back the large bolt on the gate and swung the gate open. He now had an uninterrupted view and contact with the guard. He said, consciously using his Christian name to ease the tension a little, this was to the prison guard, "John, we have taken over the block and we are well armed." In fact, this is you, right?
Yeah.
Will you read from your own book that passage?
You continue reading.
You won't?
You're doing
it's just because
okay.
It's your words.
I've already read it, but go ahead.
"John, we've taken over the block and we're well armed. If you do what you're told, there will be no problem. If you do not do what you're told, then you will not make it through today. Do you understand?" So you were going to kill him if he didn't follow your orders.
Well, he wasn't killed.
But all of these years later, I guess this is what I'm asking you, could you have easily killed him?
Well, I don't know. Because you're asking a hypothetical situation.
You must have thought about it.
No, I'll give you an honest answer to your question. You're asking a hard question. Let me give you an honest answer. At the time, in the middle of a conflict, I belonged to an organisation which was involved in death. I've said this many times. Because in conflict and wars, combatant forces are involved in that. So was I the same as a British soldier or an IUC man or... for that matter, a loyalist paramilitary prepared to use weaponry of war? Yes, I was.